Tell me why, tell me why. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me why should your team win? All right, Puckheads, it's your host, Katie, and you're listening to Why Should Your Team Win? You guys, it's round one is done. Let's do a quick recap. Tampa Bay got their butt spanked. So did Winnipeg. Sorry, guys. You know, that series, Colorado-Winnipeg, really thought it was going to be like a game six situation. I didn't think it was going to be seven. But, you know, the regular season, they had our asses. And then we got walloped 7-0 at the end of the season. And I knew I changed my mind after game one because, you know, we lost that game 6-7 in Winnipeg, and the chance of pull your goalie, whatever. Seriously, 6-7 with Hellebuck? Come on. I could see if the score was like 2-7, then it's like, oh yeah, oh my god. But a lot of the, even the Avs fandom was like, let's not, oh my god, do not have Forgiev in game two, let's not. And in my mind, I was like, no, Jared Bednar has no choice. I mean, honestly, I don't think he had a choice. I think Justice was sick, or Justice Anunin. His name's a tongue twister right now for me, sorry. I think it would have looked like we were the scared team if we wouldn't have played Georgiev again. So I'm so glad Georgiev had a hell of a game two. We took the series from there, got him in five. Amazing. Vancouver, Nashville. I mean, Nashville had some heart. I know they've been in the playoffs the last couple years and a lot of round one exits for them recently. So I didn't think they were going to beat Vancouver at all anyway. Edmonton, Los Angeles, or excuse me, Edmonton and the LA Kings. I was hoping this would be the upset, even though I like knew in my heart of hearts Edmonton was going to win. But yeah, Edmonton spanked them. And then Dallas, Vegas. I've been saying all year long it's Dallas's year. But I did want to play Vegas just for the home ice advantage. But I think we all kind of knew that was going to be a tough series. It went to game seven. And yeah, better luck next year, Vegas. Okay, and then who else? Oh, Toronto. Oh, gosh, my heart. Oh, my Atlanta. Give me a Tums. Boston does it again. Game seven overtime. And the Toronto media, Toronto fans are just, it's meltdown year after year. And there's so much pressure on these guys. I really feel bad for them. But what can you do? Okay, you want to get rid of the GM, you want to get rid of the coach, you want to, you know, put Mitch Marner on a rocket ship straight to the moon. Let's see what they do over the summer. I think they should shake it up. But honestly, it's a great team. You know, they just played another great team. This is the playoffs. Anyway, let's see. Rangers against Washington. Okay. That just pissed me off. A sweep. I know Rangers are dominant, but come on, Capitals. It should have been the Red Wings. Okay, next. Carolina, New Island, Long Island. New York Islanders. I can't talk. Carolina handed them a quick exit, 4-1. And yeah, I think that's it. We're moving into round twos. Dallas versus Colorado. This is going to be a tough series. Avalanche fans still hate Duchesne, so that's going to be interesting. And then Suter and the Parisi connection, that should be fun. This is going to be brutal because obviously I want the Avs to win. I think this is going to seven. Avs. Whoop, whoop. Florida, Boston. Let's see if Boston can redeem themselves from last year. They got their asses handed to them by Boston. Or did they? Oh, they had the epic collapse in game seven. Yeah. So this should be another good series. I'm saying Florida in 7. All right, now let's go to Rangers, Carolina. Oh, Carolina, they need to win again. They have to. But the Rangers are hot. I think the hotter team. I'm going to say Rangers in 6. And all right, to our only Canadian matchup, Vancouver and Edmonton. Let's see. Edmonton, I think, has more pressure because McDavid's legacy is on the line here. They are stacked. They had that huge turnaround this season, the new coach and all that. So I want Vancouver to win, but I think Edmonton is going to just use their playoff experience the last couple of years, and I think they're going to do this in 6. All right, those are my round 2 predictions. Thanks. And if you want to be on, email whyshouldyourteamwin@gmail.com. Bye!